Let's explore bergamot's inner nature together. So if we start by just engaging with the fragrance and what we know and experience of bergamot right away, with its sweet and lemony nature, how it uplifts, and through uplifting and dispelling stagnation, it calms us. So I've always found it interesting in teaching situations, because whenever I teach a class, I almost always start off the class within the first 30 minutes with everybody taking a drop of bergamot, dividing it between two fingers, usually the pinky fingers, and holding it right on point Shen Men in the ear. And that point is available for you to look at on your quantum acupoints chart. And then you hold it lightly there for anywhere from a minute up to 3 minutes. Oftentimes, the way that I'll know that it's done is that I'll experience a kind of almost unwinding that happens in my body, sort of a sorting out of this from that. And then eventually it's as if my whole body just releases in a sigh, a sigh of relief of just being back in its most easeful form. And then I know it's done. And so when I start classes that way, what's interesting to me is when I ask participants after doing that, what they experience, there'll be such a wide range of what it is that people say they experience. But if you look at what's common through all of the different descriptions, it's that people feel more balanced. They feel more like themselves, more in a state of some kind of equilibrium, some kind of relative equilibrium to what they were prior to. So some will experience it as a lifting up and things sort of evaporating up and off the upper part of their body, like their mind and mental tensions releasing. And other people will describe it as a kind of collecting in of the energy into their heart and a relaxation that happens after that. Sometimes people will describe it as energy going down and into the lower part of the body and then feeling grounded. And it's very interesting from a dynamics of fragrance perspective, because as you've heard me talk about, with lemony fragrance, we generally see that it's going to direct energy up and out and move it out like the rays of sunshine, especially in the upper part of the body and the chest. And then with the sweet, we have the harmonizing effect, circles, circular movements, or rocking. And so for bergamot, we have both the lemony and the sweet. So you would expect to see this sort of dispersing of energy up and off, especially the upper and the upper down to the chest, down to the end of the sternum part of the body. And then this sort of rocking or circular movement that creates harmonization. But then isn't it interesting that people will describe also feeling sometimes a centering down in the middle and in the pelvis, and sometimes people say they experience grounding, and those are usually things that we associate with a woody fragrance or a rooty fragrance. But when I ask people questions, when they say, oh, after doing that, after holding the bergamot on Shen Men and smelling it, I feel more grounded. And then I say, okay, well, what was the step-by-step experience? Can you tell me what you felt the energy doing? And if they slow down and they share with me and with others the step-by-step experience, it's often that what they will describe is a kind of evening out of energy in different places where it's lopsided or where it's stuck. So for them, for each person, that's going to be different because we are different beings. And if they say, for example, the energy's coalesced and stuck around their solar plexus, then they may experience a lifting and an opening of energy in that area of the body. And then as that lifts and opens, they experience a lightening in the upper part of the body and a grounding down into the feet. So you can see that although objectively we can say that the limony and sweet aspects move chi in certain ways, subjectively, how that ultimately plays out in a person's experience is really based on what their distribution patterns are, their distribution and holding patterns of chi. Where is chi getting stuck in them? And actually, diagnostically, for you, even if you're not working in a clinical field, for your own self, it's so interesting to work with bergamot, because when you hold it on a point, my favorite is for point Shinmin in the ear, but any of the quantum acupoints are wonderful, or just simply even taking in the fragrance thoughtfully for a couple of minutes. If you track what's happening to the energy in your body as you're working with bergamot, then you actually are able to have insight into what are the holding patterns for you. And when you work consistently with bergamot over time, what you will notice is that bergamot will aid you in slowly unwinding and shifting holding patterns that you've had in both your body, mind, and emotional body for perhaps even your whole life. One example of this is that I, using the bergamot on Shinmin in the ear, which is something that I did probably nearly every day, we could say five times a week safely, for years. And for the first couple of years that I did that, I would feel the same unwinding pattern happen every time. And I had this sort of spiraling in. So my body would twist in and down towards my right side, towards my liver. And my hip flexors on the right would sort of cinch up. And then my sacrum would tilt up on the left. And I would push down with more weight on my right foot. And if you saw me just standing there, unless you really, really paid attention, you probably wouldn't notice what I just described. Because it was subtle, and yet when I would place the bergamot on point Shinmin, I would feel my body unwind and lift up out of the right side, and I literally felt an entire lifting and opening around my liver organ, as if my liver organ could kind of stretch itself and breathe. Now, in retrospect, I have many theories about that particular holding pattern in myself, which I will not go into in this particular training. I'll be speaking more about that in the clinically in-depth audio with bergamot. But anyhow, I would feel this unwinding. Everything would straighten up. My hip would release. My liver would breathe a sigh of relief. And I could be more present with thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and thus more honest with myself. And there was a full balancing in the body relative to what it was. And that holding pattern, like I said, it would unwind, that same one, for almost 2 years. And then, at a certain point, I became aware that I was no longer unwinding that pattern, that I had sufficiently unwound that pattern that had probably been in formation for my entire life, and that now it was moving into deeper holding patterns within my fascia and within my mental and emotional bodies. So this is part of the deep medicine of bergamot. And when you look at the keyword bringer of balance, you know, just drop into the truth of that and how profound that reality can be. Again, as I've mentioned on another lesson, it's not with the intention of somehow achieving some kind of ideal perfection of moment-to-moment balance. Because part of being human is that we are dynamic. And we're constantly moving and morphing energies and blending the energies of heaven and earth within our body. And so we're meant to, in one moment, lean one way and in another moment, lean the other way and move in these different ways. Get contracted, get relaxed, get warm, get cool. When we talk about bergamot bringing balance, it's more about returning to our being, the capacity to be able to, in any moment, go with the flow of whatever's coming at you. And that way, bergamot is very similar to blue tansy. They both have an affinity for the liver, for wood element, for moving stuck anger energy, for bringing in flow. We refer to blue tansy as the bringer of flow. But where blue tansy literally puts us in touch with the flow of things and being able to almost in a way improv with the flow of life as it comes to you, bergamot restores and activates our capacity to at any moment, notice and know within our being the polarities and the opposites of anything and be able to even out and disperse the energy that may be maldistributed between those two polarities or those two dynamics. So again, the bergamot's going to put us in direct contact with our internal capacity to bring balance into any moment and any situation. It's quite extraordinary. And an interesting piece when we look at the soul aspect and the inner aspect of bergamot is that it is created actually from crossing the bitter orange tree with the sweet lemon tree. And this hybridization of this orange lemon pedigree, it points us to the part of the gift of the soul nature of bergamot, which is that we can hybridize. We can move between things and we can take what's needed from two or more areas, two or more things, and we can move into some kind of new formation or new balance between those. And this leads me to another aspect that becomes emergent when you start to work more deeply with bergamot, which is how it puts us into connection with our capacity, our healthy capacity for teamwork. And if you think about it, as it works its medicine within us of balancing, of bringing balance and bringing us into a more dynamic equilibrium with what's inside, what that's doing is reconnecting us with all of the different parts and pieces within so that they can all have a part to play in what's unfolding. Where our typical way of being is that, especially under pressures and under stress, we default to certain modes within for coping. And often those modes have to do with aspects of our survival persona or our survival personalities that we formed through family of origin dynamics when we were young. And they're compensating mechanisms and they're maladaptive in nature. So if we go back to the example of me and what my body was doing with this twisting pattern, we could say that over some years of mediating conflict within a family and holding in anger or holding in fear of chaos, my body would contract around the liver and the liver's energy, which has to do with anger and the movement of anger energy, and holds that into place and then tightens and holds the body and braces it for unexpected change. So that's the maladaptive pattern. But as long as I'm continuing to operate out of that pattern, then I can't truly access all of the variety of resourcing that's available within me, physically, soulfully, spiritually. And so when bergamot brings its medicine and brings in that balance, all of a sudden I have access to the team that's within me. So you can think of bergamot as being a beautiful ally for helping to connect us to this network of other resources that exist both within and without. And as we become more and more balanced within our physical body, and then more and more balanced within our emotional body, we can begin to develop a healthier, stronger external team that we begin to work with. The next aspect of the inner nature of bergamot I wanted to explore with you is around the nature of its fruitiness. When we think about fruits, you know, fruits are the product of an entire growing season, and they are the end product of that. So the tree grows and grows and grows. It goes through this process of shifting energy more and more up and out to the leaves, which are absorbing the sun's rays. The nutrients from the roots are coming up continually, and the body of the tree is focusing its resourcing on producing these beautiful, colorful fruits. In a way, it's like in pregnancy or gestational periods, the body's using its resourcing to put into the development of the fetus. That's the fruit of the pregnancy. And so there's a lot to sit with and be with in terms of the inner nature in relationship to not only bergamot and it's the fact that it comes from a fruit, but any other oils that come from fruits. This sense of bringing us into direct connection with the joy and the goodness of enjoying and basking in the work that's come all through the previous seasons so that the fruit can be in manifest form. It's the joy that comes from basking in and enjoying all of the striving and the work and the direction of energy from the previous months, from the previous times in our life, from the previous experiences in our life. And because of that, bergamot's a beautiful oil that I'll work with to bring people into the way I'd like to explain this is there's an acupuncture point, Stomach 40, that I love. It's called Abundant Splendor. And part of the spirit and the inner nature of that point is about, is this image that's always come to me of a family working so hard on their farm all year long. And then you have to see it also in cycles of many years in order for it to be where it is. And then at the height towards the end of the summer, as the fruits are ripe, and they're heavy, sitting heavy on the trees, there's this time of just sitting and enjoying the sunshine, enjoying the community and the time together, and enjoying the fruit. And it's literally the fruit, but also the fruits of their labors. When we have trouble just resting and enjoying all of the hard work that we've done because we've have so much momentum behind continuing to work and achieve and plan and do, then bergamot can help bring us into this kind of restful, joyful lift in relationship to the fruits of our labor. Next, I'd like to dive into just a little bit around how the inner nature and the medicine of bergamot impacts us so deeply on the nervous system level. And I go into this more in more detail in the clinically in-depth lesson in the Pro Course with Bergamot. So as you probably know, the nervous system within our beings is a system that is also in a constant dynamic flux. We have aspects of the system that gear us up for action, and aspects of this system that have to do with hormones that are released that speed us up, that tense us up, and again prepare us for something. Something that's going to require some tension, some tense energy, perhaps running, accomplishing a lot, moving faster, etc. And then we have aspects of the nervous system that slow us down, that decrease our heart rate, that decrease our respiratory rate. And these two are in a continual interplay with one another. Now, when we have habits that are formed over the course of our lifetime that have to do with acting out of these, as I refer to, survival personalities or personas, which each one have a certain set point for our physiological and neuroendocrine system. If we continue to act out of those, so say growing up in a household where there's chaos and abuse and it's unknown when it's going to come. So one learns to brace their nervous system and their entire body really, for abrupt situations that could be harmful. So their nervous system learns certain set points based on this. That's not a problem unless they continue to act out of that, out of habit, a protective habit. And then over time, you're going to see a tremendous amount of wear, a tremendous amount of wear on every aspect of the being, because the nervous system isn't able to flow back and forth between the different aspects that keep it in balance. With the medicine of bergamot, you're bringing in that deep regulating action, that deep balancing action. And part of the beauty and the richness of bergamot in relationship to how it affects us so deeply is that it's, again, helping us to remember how to find in each moment a relative balance point, even if we long before forgot how to do it in relationship to our nervous system, in relationship to our neuroendocrine system. Bergamot can remind, reactivate, and re-educate us on how to do that. And how that translates in inner nature is that we become more able to be present with ourselves and others and to be honest with what's emerging in this particular time. When we're operating out of imbalanced modes rooted in survival instincts, we continually respond to things from the past as if they're happening in the present. And this actually accounts for a tremendous amount of human experience and human behavior. And so in this way, bergamot can actually be a great liberator, allowing more and more of our conscious awareness to come present into this timeline so that we can engage with what's happening in the here and now. Let's look at the last two aspects of bergamot's inner nature that I would like to share with you. This next one has to do with bergamot in relationship to bringing light and its relationship to light and the pineal gland. And I encourage you to work with this on your own in meditation and in your time spent with bergamot, because I too am actually, even after many, many years of working with bergamot, this is one where the more I dip in and peer in with curiosity, I still more gets revealed each time. There is definitely a connection between bergamot and the pineal gland, deep in the center of the brain, behind the third eye, but deep behind the brows, and the seventh chakra. And if you tune into that area while either inhaling bergamot or holding it on a point, remember to be mindful of putting bergamot on the face due to its photosensitizing attributes. But you could simply inhale the bergamot or hold it on point Shen Min, put your attention on the pineal gland, and put your attention on light, the essence of light, the picture of light. And what I think that you will experience, what I've seen with many, many people repeatedly, is that if you put a little bit of attention to this, you will feel the pineal gland begin to activate, and activate in a way that it becomes a stronger and stronger beacon of light. when we activate the seventh chakra, and you can read more about this in the chakra power lesson, we also activate our capacities to bring in energy from the higher realms, including our own higher self, down and through the crown, bringing that vibration of golden iridescent light down and in through the crown into the pineal gland. And from there, it's able to radiate out to all of the rest of the being and our field, our energetic body. And one of the aspects of Bergamot's inner nature that I find such a profound blessing is that in the way, true to its depth of being the bringer of balance, in this way, it helps to anchor in and connect us to the light, but without pushing back against or ignoring or being in denial of the shadow. And I have seen this phenomenologically over time, that many healer types will put a lot of focus and energy on, and they'll often even use the phrase, love and light, sending love and light. And because they are very tuned into these higher vibrations of love and light. But if we focus all of our attention there while pushing back against the shadow, it contributes to something called the persona's shadow schism within that ultimately ends up creating some significant problems on every level of being if it goes untended to. So what I so deeply appreciate about Bergamot is it's bringing in and connecting us with the light, activating the seventh chakra, but not at the expense of ignoring the shadow. It actually helps to bring the light deeper and deeper into the realms of shadow with grace and ease and at the right timing for each individual. And I consider it one of the most important oils when doing work with individuals to help shift very old karmic lineages that come through their bloodlines that can be sources of struggle for them, that have within them a tremendous amount of heaviness, heavy karma, heavy weight. That as they work with the bergamot consistently with this intention, it helps the light to penetrate into these places, and that they can find step by step, moment by moment, through time and no time, more and more of that dynamic equilibrium and grace. And this brings me to the last aspect in relationship to Bergamot's inner nature, which has to do with how thoughtfully and profoundly it supports our tired, beat down, kicked around nervous systems. We often think of other essential oils as being restorative to the nervous system. For example, the floral, the sweet florals, or the sweet woody oils, which definitely are. And bergamot is deeply restorative to the nervous system because of these ways that it brings balance. And I know I've touched on this throughout this particular audio in different ways, but I want to return to it as a final gift that bergamot gives, in that it blesses us with the capacity to restore, And it does this through sorting out whatever the dynamics are in relationship to what's dysregulated, what's off. And it does all of this without us having to figure it out from our mind or psychologically understand. It just simply goes in and does what it does to bring balance. And then we find that we can connect with our emotions that we didn't even know that we had. We find that we can express those emotions in ways that we weren't able to before. We find that we can connect with different organs within our body. We find that our fascial pattern releases and we can connect more fully with all the different parts of our bodies, of our body, all the different articulations within our body. And we find that we can more easily connect up and into our higher self and into the higher realms, that we can much more easily connect down and into the earth, that we can, with dynamic grace and with greater degrees of ease, connect to our external team of trusted beings that we can work with. All of these dynamics contribute to our nervous system being able to restore itself, being able to restore itself. And so in this way, part of the inner nature of bergamot is that it helps to bring us back into the truth of abundance. In closing, let's sit a moment with bergamot and with the spirit of bergamot. And ask this plant soul, this essence, if it has anything else that it would like to share with you in regards to its inner nature and how it can dance with and work with your inner nature at this time. Very beautiful. It just told me that it was here to help me continue to open my heart and remember how to play more fully. And if you'd like to share what came to you in this, please do on the Healing Oil Collective forum if you're a part of that, or in the comments section with this lesson. I'd love to hear from you. Much love, and wishing you a beautiful bergamot day.